cheers, man.
Cheers.
Hey, what a great episode.
That was good.
Yeah? Did you have fun?
I'm just a mobile detailer.
You're just a mobile detailer.
That's it.
We learn that, you know, there are just mobile detailers.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, not a big deal. Quote, unquote, Ashley West, just a mobile detailer.
Hey, thanks for crushing my spirits today.
Well, I don't know. You could have been worse.
You're right. You're right.
You made the cut of just being a mobile detailer. Anyway, hey guys, the super fun episode. We had Ashley West and her boyfriend Nick on. Nick is a beer connoisseur, works at different breweries, and so they sent us brewery beers from Green Fresh and Alpine Brewery. We had some very good IPAs. DJ was in heaven, or Nirvana. We hadn't decided.
I don't know which one's better. You know why?
Probably Nirvana, because heaven, they don't drink beer.
Really?
Yeah.
Just wine?
I mean, they're like spirits or something. Do they drink anything?
I would hope so. I'm not trying to die anytime soon.
You're not?
Nope.
I was going to say, go and tell us and come back and tell us of all the great beers they have.
I'm all right.
Okay. Hey, so anyway, Ashley West, who is the daughter of Chris West. If you have been at any shows and seen a guy walking around with sunglasses and a big giant gray beard, that would be Chris West. A lot of times he's got that like totally California look. He's got the beads. He's got the necklace. It's a lot of hemp. Like, he is who you would identify as like a 1960s and 70s hippie.
Yeah.
To me. Sure. I look at him, I go, bro, you were a hippie, weren't you? Like, but super talented guy. He created Solution Finish, was in construction, and then created in his own, I think his own garage, created Solution Finish, which is a bumper restore. DJ's used it. I've used it. Great product. And so we had them on to talk about the beers that they sent us, as well as Solution Finish, what it does for the industry. DJ gives us a lot of insight in different ways that detailers will use products to cover versus actually restore.
Yep.
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 Hey, and we announce and continue to discuss Mobile Tech
Expo. I feel like that Pint Night Late Vegas scene was like just yesterday.
Man, it was like
yesterday,
a month and a half ago.
So I'm super excited for this next. I think we might have a bigger turnout.
I think people better hurry up and get registered.
Yeah.
And they need to make sure to plan and be Friday night, 8 to 11. Are you going to be there?
Oh, I'll be there.
Yeah, you'll be there.
I'll be there.
Mm-hmm. We should have a good turnout. It'd be a lot of fun. Orlando Brewing is going to be bringing three beers. We also have some swag they're going to hand out and a rep. So a lot of fun. Grab more info. Hit up DJ at DJ Patterson
on Instagram,
and he will give you more info. Hey guys, thanks as always for listening. Please, please do us a favor. Leave us a review and hit that little button where you subscribe. So that continues to grow the podcast, and we will continue to give you a lot of great content as well as be entertaining.
We'll do our absolute best.
DJ is ready to go to bed. It is late, and he's had way too many IPAs.
Hey, good thing I'm home.
Good thing you're home.
Good thing I'm home.
You are. Hey, guys, thanks as always. Make it a great night.
That was my line.
That was your line.
That was your line, but I take it.
Yeah, well.
Whatever.
All right, welcome to the Pints and Polishing Podcast. We are in the Casa de DJ.
What up? Welcome to my house, Marty.
Yeah, so wonderful. A little late night podcast because we have some special guest on from Cali. What's up, guys?
What's up?
All right. So who we got on tonight?
You have Ashley West with Solution Finish from HB, California.
And you have Nicholas Lickery from Green Flash Brewing and Alpine Beer Company from Orange County, California.
Awesome. Awesome. Sure. Thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for inviting us.
And you guys sent us some really great beer. Super excited.
I always
now,
love the guests that send us beer.
Oh, isn't that the best?
The best guests.
Yeah.
We so, are beer people.
It's funny. I think the guests that have sent us all been from California.
That is all West Coast. They were Seattle.
Oh, that's right. No, yeah, that's all, right. We had Seattle. All West Coast. But then we had some California beers. 805, wasn't
who
it?
Who was the guy that sent that one? Anyway.
Yeah, it was really good beers. Let's crank this open. You wanted to start with the Duet?
I was thinking the Alpine Duet would be a good one to start with.
Cool. So now, Nick, this is a brewery that you work with?
Yeah, so my name's Nicholas. I work for Alpine Beer Company, and I also work for Green Flash Brewing Company. So I represent both breweries out here in Orange County, California. I'm a district sales manager, and we had the awesome opportunity to be able to meet in Las Vegas last month at the SEMA convention. That's how we kind of got put together, and it was really nice to meet you guys out there. And, you know, the fact that my girlfriend and I are kind of like a nice little duo between the detail world and the beer world. It was kind of fun to kind of put us all together in one little podcast here.
It made sense.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We met you guys out at Rennie's event. That would have been on what, Wednesday night?
Yeah,
that sounds right.
The Rhubarb Room, the Mirage.
Yeah. Are you guys cigar smokers too?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Depends on what's wrapped inside.
Yeah. I mean, I can wrap you up a $70 cigar out here in California if you'd like, and we'll talk.
All right.
Sounds like a plane trip is in store. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. All right, so we're going to crack open. We've poured out the Duet. So tell us about the Duet.
Duet. So you got Alpine Beer Company. Cheers. These guys are based out of East San Diego County, about 25 miles east of downtown San Diego. They specialize in hoppy beers. So it's two, over 8 years. The Duet is a 7% single IPA, 41 IBUs, and this is featuring the Simcoe and Amarillo hops in the Duet. So this is our best-selling beer on the Alpine side. It is a great beer.
Yeah, I can see why. It's not – you get that hint of hoppy, but it goes away pretty quick. The bitterness doesn't hang out there. Is that because of the low IBUs?
Yeah, exactly. So 41 IBUs, you know, it's got a really nice hoppy presence to it, but it kind of leaves your palate away you know, it doesn't bother too much. It's not super, super crazy, but it's got a nice hop forwardness to it, and then just kind of palatable.
It's definitely palatable. I mean, DJ, what do you know, we joke with DJ about it. He likes the IPAs because, why?
Well, the alcohol content.
Alcohol's good, man.
That's right.
But, I mean, do you generally like hop? I don't think you're not a hoppy guy, though.
Not necessarily, no. I mean, I'll do like one or two if I want to get a good buzz going pretty quick. But, no, I don't typically steer towards the IPAs for just general consumption all the time.
But this one I could drink. This is not overly powering IPA.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, DJ, we do have a double that we sent you. That's going to be the third beer that we're tasting.
Oh, I can't wait.
Could be up your alley. A little bit more malty, a little bit, yeah. For some reason, I feel like the non-IPA drinkers like the doubles.
Really?
So, that's actually pretty accurate.
Why?
It's more malt, you know, you kind of get more body. And obviously, if you like that ABV, then that's there.
Yeah. So, Nick, I mean, so why help us understand between a single and a double? Like, what's the difference between them?
So, I mean, you're going to talk about the main differentiation is going to be in the alcohol content. So, your ABV is going to be the main, you know, if you have something coming in between 6 to 7.5%, it should be typically coming in as a single IPA. Most double IPAs are going to be double the hops, which also transfers into a more high a higher ABV beer. So something between 7 and 8%, 8.5 is going to start pushing towards a double IPA.
Help break that down for us. Why adding more hops creates more alcohol?
Adding more hops doesn't necessarily mean more alcohol. Adding more sugar is gonna add more fermentation process, right? So the yeast needs to ferment to make more alcohol. So hops, you're putting hops into a beer, that's gonna translate to more fermentation with it, and you can add more sugars and adjuncts to get that ABV up a little higher. That's kind of what's gonna push something towards a higher ABV.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. I think they use more ingredients. Is that always the double part? Is that why they just add more, and then you got like triple IPA? They put just more malt, more ingredients into it, or what?
In a sense, yes. You know, you're adding twice the hops, triple the hops. You know, but you need to balance that out with other ingredients to make sure that that's a balancing recipe. You know, on the malt side.
Okay, cool. I like it. So we wanted to definitely talk about. We met, and I thought, like you said, I think it was a great thing to have you guys come on. We could talk both the beer plus the detailing. We want to definitely talk about, you know, Ashley, what you guys do over there at Solution Finish. So tell us a little background. I know DJ and I have both used it. We sell it out at Tulsa, in Tulsa. DJ's used it plenty of times. Tell us about the company, how it got started. Tell us, you know, give us your background story.
Awesome. Yeah, I really appreciate the support, guys. We are out of HB, California, born and raised, a family business. I'm working for my dad, Chris West. He's been operating, I think, 7 years fully, a couple years of beta testing. So, I mean, really 5 years in full swing. I've been working for my dad, I would say, a little over a year, and kind of pushing for that full time in the next couple months, like right after the first of the year, which is a big deal for both of us. You know, I mean, my dad is a one man show, so, you know, it's a big honor to be able to work with him. And so we've been operating for a couple years now. Just took a 2018 IDA, Detailer Supplier of the Year Award last year at Mobile Tech.
Yeah.
Which we will not be attending this year, unfortunately, for...
You got your award and you're done. That's the way it goes, man. Hey. You know, they got their award and they're not coming back.
I don't think you can go anywhere from there, right? I mean, that's...
Wow. I guess not.
That's a California cockiness right there.
No, really. It's just a conflict, and I do hope to be there next year. I haven't actually attended a Mobile Tech Expo, but huge honor to be recognized for my dad. You know, I'm so proud of him by the industry. You know, I mean.
It definitely is. I mean, your dad's an unbelievable guy. I don't know him all that well, just from meeting him at some different events and talking to him over the phone. He is. He's a cool guy. Give us kind of a little bit of his story as far as, I think I've listened to a couple little tidbits of his, you know, wasn't he into construction, and then part of that housing crash from, what was that, like 7, 8, and 9, and that's kind of what got him into trying to do something different. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, all I know is my dad as a developer. My whole life, you know, I grew up on construction sites, sawdust and nails. And, you know, that was a part of my life. We did own some coin operated car washes.
Oh, cool.
And I think that that's kind of where the seed was planted for my dad. It wasn't until, yeah, like you said, the crash happened and everything didn't go in the direction that we were hoping for the real estate market. And my dad just started to develop this product in the garage like a mad scientist.
That's what I heard, yeah.
I mean,
wasn't there like a big kettle pot or something that he kept throwing his waste into?
Yeah, literally almost blew up the house.
Yeah. I remember hearing a story, like, didn't he have to like call his chemist friend and be like, hey, I got a problem. And like, cause he looked over and the kettle pot was like bubbling.
Yeah. He was kind of throwing away all of his samples that,
Didn't work.
Not making the grade. And all of a sudden the edge of that, bucket was getting extremely hot, smoldering, smoking, what have you. And yeah, after he had talked to a few professionals, they had, advised him to get rid of it professionally, which, like my dad, he just put some tape on it and then threw it into a dumpster in the back of like a Walmart or something like that.
Sounds like something Marty would do.
You know, just super glue, some duct tape. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's exactly how that went down.
You gotta do what you gotta do, right? But I think that was probably the construction worker. Like, you know, my brother-in-law is in restoration. Before that, he was in home building. Like, a lot of times when you're building a home, there's always so much waste and they just have these big piles and they have these big dumpsters. I mean, that's just probably what he's used to. You just throw a bunch away, a lot of crap into these big, massive dumpsters.
I guess so.
Yeah, I think they were gonna ask some questions, and you know, and that was, charge him for the things. But yeah, my dad's a character, totally a character.
It definitely is. So after meeting your boyfriend, I guess you have a thing for beards too, huh?
That's awkward.
That's a tap out question, man.
That's an early question.
You know what? My sister asked me the same thing, and I don't see any correlation at all between my dad and my boyfriend's beards.
What?
Maybe the kissing of, you know, the tickles and stuff, it doesn't affect me. I know girls that are, you know, that they love their beards.
What are we talking about here?
This is definitely a tab-on question.
Anyway,
yeah, no.
I'm pretty sure that's why my dad likes Nick, though.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a pretty nice beard, Nick. I can never do that. I can never grow that far.
Hey, man, it was great meeting you, dude. Honestly, we had a great time hanging out and kind of getting to know each other back there at the Mirage. And it was a good time, dude. SEMA was a great time to be able to be a part of SEMA and invited into that world of car detailing and beyond, you know what I mean? Like, I was really, my eyes were opened up to a whole new world of what's going on out there in the car scene. You know, I've been a bartender for so many years and all that kind of stuff, so it was really cool to be kind of just brought into that side of the world and see what you guys do.
Yeah, man, definitely. You've never had any experience with cleaning cars, nothing? You've never done anything like that?
No, honestly, I enjoy the cars that I own, but, you know, like, I've never really been a huge, like, detailing and that kind of enthusiast. But, you know, being with Ashley and seeing what her and her family do and stuff, it's really opened my eyes to a whole new side of that world and really what goes on that side of things. And I've been pulled in, dude. Like, I had such a great time, but I've been part of a whole new world of things.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Hey, so Ashley, give us a little bit about, like, just a little bit about your dad's story. Like, what got him into the business and, like, why create a bumper restore?
Yeah, like I said, I think the seed was planted years before, and when everything kind of turned, my aunt is a detailer in Georgia.
Really? That's pretty cool. What's her, do you know what her IG, does she do IG, or does she have any social?
No, she's just a mobile detailer.
Just a mobile detailer.
Wow.
Wow. You know DJ's a mobile detailer. He's just a mobile detailer.
I apologize, podcast world out there, all my detailers out there. I did not mean it in any disrespect.
She got her award. They're good.
They got their award. They're good.
Also a different generation. So maybe, not as big on social media like my dad. She didn't follow in those footsteps.
Your dad is pretty it's very impressive how much he is. How old is your dad, do you know?
I do know. He is in his 60s. He's in his early 60s.
Cool. So, it's good to see him as active online as he is.
Well, but, he gets it. Sometimes it's a little cringeworthy, you know. My dad has a sense of humor that not everybody gets.
But, he's got a very different sense of humor. That's true.
I love my dad. Yeah, he's a character.
Cool. So what got you, what got you into the business? Well, did we finish the question? Did we finish your question about why he started it? I don't think so. I think I chased a squirrel.
You chased a squirrel.
Honestly, you'd have to ask my dad a little bit more of how the dots got connected and how from A to B. From my understanding, my dad owned coin operated car washes with my mom when we were kids and built them. I think he's kind of always had an interest in the industry, and when things started to turn in his career, I think that he just got creative.
I would say that's a big thing for anybody that is entrepreneurial or business owner mindset. I would say that's a massive deal for people. You have to be creative. If you have a downturn in the business that you're doing, I think you've got to start searching out new ways of growing, new ways of doing things. Because, you're talking about a guy that went from construction to detailing product. That's a big flip.
That's a big flip, yeah.
That's a flip.
But he's been very successful at it. Do you know how many times it took him to get the right formula?
I would say hundreds. Hundreds.
I thought it was something. I thought it was something big. Yeah. He spent a long time trying to develop and get it the right way.
He was getting every kind of chemical and mixing and talking with all of his chemists from all over the world for quite some time to kind of get exactly what he was looking for.
Yeah. Awesome. So what got you into it? Why you said you've been there, you said a year?
It's been, I think a little over a year now. I've worked with my dad for years. I worked with him in development. I worked with him at our investment firm all through high school. I moved into the beer industry and pursued, I'm more of the front of the house aspect. Nick does sales and I'm running tasting rooms and running breweries. So I kind of went in that direction.
That's legit. Cool.
And I hit a plateau of what I felt like I could reach in that industry. And when I was traveling Europe last year, I needed to make some extra cash and started helping out my dad with Solution Finish and really made myself valuable. And by the time I got back from my trip, I had a job offer and kind of been transitioning out of the beer world ever since.
Awesome. I've heard the backpacking trip. Was it a full backpacking trip or you just toured? What'd you do?
Oh no, I took a 55 pound bag with me. I took everything I owned with me. Not quite a backpacking trip. It was my best friend's 30th birthday and our 31st birthday, and we went around for a month.
Ooh, hold on. We got celebration here. The Oklahoma City Thunder have just now beaten the 114 to 112. Sorry. Big Thunder fans, and they were losing the whole game, and they finally came back and won. Sorry to interrupt your European story.
Is it football?
Yeah, it's football.
Are we talking football?
Yep. Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oklahoma City Thunder football.
Football, yep. Mm-hmm.
Is this Cheers. College football?
No, that's okay. That's our professional basketball team.
We're just glad to have a professional team here in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. All right, so let's crack open the second beer. Nick, tell us about Windows Up.
Windows Up, man. So you got Alpine Brewing Company, just a refreshment. These guys are from San Diego, about 25 miles east of San Diego. Windows Up is a 7% single IPA that's going to feature your Citra and Mosaic hops at 41 IBUs. So, again, the Duet and the Windows Up are both coming in at 7% and 41 IBUs. This one is featuring the Citra and Mosaic hops for Windows Up. And a phenomenal beer. Definitely Ashley's favorite out of any of the beers that I sell between Green Flash and Alpine. She's always going back towards that Windows Up. This is a core beer now. It's going to be a core beer next year.
What does that mean?
Core beer?
Mm-hmm.
Core is going to be like your focus beer. So for a part of your portfolio, you know, for a brewery, you're going to have a top two or a top four. It's going to be the top four that you're focusing on selling, that you're focusing on moving.
Brewing consistently.
You know, brewing and getting out to the public. That's going to be a core beer. Specialties will be, you know, like seasonal. Some of this kind of available for a couple of months, and then it's kind of gone. Those kind of go in and out. That's it.
Okay. Nice. All right. Let's take a. Ashley, you said that's what you've been drinking, huh?
Yeah. Before our phone call, I was cracking open Windows Up and got started. It is absolutely my favorite beer of their portfolio. Yeah, I'm an IPA drinker, though.
Yeah. Okay, so I just sipped it. I'm going to give you that. that's a great – I like this beer.
Yes. And compare it to the Duet. Like, I mean, the Duet's going to be a lot more, like, dank. It's – a little bit more of the like earthiness up front, I feel like. Or
you can taste the citrus in this.
Okay.
Can you not? I do. DJ, what do you think?
Comparing to the last one, it's more like subtle.
Yeah, okay. There's no wrong answer. I mean, you could tell me that you
taste DJ, there's no wrong answer.
Hey, man, okay. I don't know.
Like,
I do. That is good.
Well, it was wrong, but she said that there's no wrong answer.
I didn't do good.
No. She had to make sure that you knew there was no wrong answer.
How should I have answered that?
So wrong. So wrong.
You're like, oh, this is a really stouty IPA. I'd be like, okay.
No, I can definitely taste the citrus in it. You know what we forgot to do, DJ? We forgot to rate that first beer.
Let's go back.
That's right.
My bad. 1 to 5. You're on the spot.
DJ rates it a 3.5.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so our rating system, 1 to 5, and it's not like, is this 1 to 5 on a, like, just an IPA? This is like 1 to 5, if you were going into the liquor store or gas station or whatever, like, is this a 5 you would immediately go grab it, or it'd be, you know, I'm more like at a 2.
Okay. That's honest.
Yeah, it is. You know, we try not to lie.
Hey, man. Thank you for being honest, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Really appreciate it. Yeah.
All right, what do you guys got? 1 to 5.
I made it about a 2 as well because it's definitely not my go-to. Not because on flavor and beer. He's saying if you're going to go into the grocery store, it would not be my first pick. Windows Up, I would give that a 5.
Whoa, you jumped the gun.
She jumped. She's like, she's going for it. She's already. She's taking over. Nice job. So, Nick, what about you?
Are we talking Duet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, between the two, I really enjoy both. I think they're both phenomenal beers, but I would go Windows Up over Duet, even though if you look at numbers, which, you know, me on the sales standpoint, I try to sell towards accounts, and they might be thinking about numbers. Duet sells better, but I like Windows Up.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to that.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into the topic for tonight. Hopefully DJ came prepared, ready to go.
Oh, yeah, totally.
super excited. We wanted to kind of talk about different ways, because I think talking to your dad, you know, one of the big reasons he wanted to come out with the Bumper Restore, and like I'm definitely not quoting, and I'm just trying to go off of conversations I've had with him, is because in the Bumper Restore side of auto detailing, there's so much where products just mask because of silicones or because of the ingredients inside other companies. And we won't go into who those other companies are. We won't even go into any of their products. Just a lot of those products will mask over a bumper and they'll make it look like it's done something with silicone or fillers or whatever. And I think your dad's goal was to, you know, not use silicone, to be body shop safe, to be more of a pure actual bumper restore. Is that right?
That's 100% correct. Yeah, absolutely. We are not a dressing. We are not a cover. We are a true and the first trim restoration product on the market. I mean, not to say that there is not a place for dressings and so forth in the industry, but if you want to restore your plastic back to its factory products, then Solution Finish is that for you.
Yeah, so let's talk about some different places, DJ, maybe that a dressing would be a product that you would put on a bumper versus using Solution Finish where it's a complete restore.
If I'm getting paid to do that type of work, I will most certainly crack open some Solution Finish and restore bumper. But if I'm just doing a full detail, you know, they're not paying extra for it, they just want to look great, I'm going to slap some dressing on it and call it a day.
Why?
Because Solution Finish is to me, is a specialty product. You're paying for longevity and not just the immediate, so I'm going to charge for that. If I'm going to go and pay for a product like that, I'm going to make sure I get paid for it.
Yeah, fair enough. And I would say in other parts of the industry, like anytime a car is going through the auction, right? Going through the auction, they're probably just going to throw some dressing just to make it look good so it gets through the line. A detailer, maybe at a car dealership. Do you guys sell, Ashley, that would actually be a good question. And I don't know if, you know, you said you don't know all the ins and outs. Do you guys sell a lot to dealerships or is it mostly to detailers?
We are distribution based up to this point. So we've got our guys going out there and selling to detailers and to dealerships. So, I mean, our product is everywhere except for the fact that you need a small amount of Solution Finish to do a full-size car. 1 ounce will do 3 full-size cars. So I mean, we're not selling in bulk to dealerships. They are like Jeep dealerships, the Avalanches, obviously, you know, we have a place in that industry. Lots of plastic, lots of oxidized plastics, vinyls, rubbers on these cars. So yeah, I mean, we are in dealerships.
Yeah, we've had success selling to Jeep dealerships. We have guys that have used it and raved about it. We did some before and after photos and some 50-50 shots that I actually sent to your dad. Jeeps is a great place. Can you tell us little info on why plastics white out? What is it that causes the oxidation? How your products can help do that? Or is that too technical?
No, I mean, like as the plastic leaves the line, it immediately starts to oxidize. It starts to lose its minerals within the plastic. So Solution Finish will penetrate back in and restore the color of the plastic from a molecule size. And then from there, kind of got a little bit lost. But,
Okay, cool. I like it. So, DJ, thinking of in our industry, what are some different things that detailers are known? And it's just probably just a because here's the reason I asked this question is because when I first heard about a bumper restore, like we've just been using tire shine or dressing forever. That's just the way we handle bumpers that are a little faded. But after talking to your dad, you know, basically that silicone that is in a tire shine or a dressing, actually, he said that the sun, when it hits it, it actually magnifies the sun's effects and increases the oxidation. He said that's why if you keep putting tire shine on a bumper and then when you wash it off, it actually will be more oxidized and a little bit more faded than before. And he said it's because of that silicone is basically it's a magnifier. But that's just what we were used to for so long. So let's talk through some different things that you think detailers have done as far as practice wise to cover up or to do something on a vehicle that maybe was not just always the best way, but it's just the way we are.
For sure. So like on vehicles, like there's things we dress or cover up, like the door trim, like all the trim in the doors, the door hinges.
Like spraying dressing.
Oh, yeah. Spraying dressing all the door hinges, spraying all the door trim. The
black and it makes trim. That black little cover it looks look amazing. Better. It makes it look better. And maybe you didn't sit there and scrub every little crack, but if dressing, you throw some dressing in there. Dressing can help you
cover up a lot of crap in the fender wells, on the running boards, like I said, door jams. I mean, it just – dressing is one of those things where you're like, you got to deliver a car and it's not all the way clean. I mean, you got to,
everyone knows. So what's fender well? Like, why would a detailer spray dressing in a fender well?
So we clean it first, obviously, then we spray it with dressing to give it that black look. So whenever you look at the wheel, look at the fender well, it has that dark, you know, that dark.
It just makes it look better than the dull.
Exactly.
The dull plastic. And or maybe in case not you definitely your company, oh, but maybe in another place, maybe just and got everything all the way back in there, all the way scrubbed down clean.
Yeah.
It definitely helps to just throw some water-based dressing up there, let that run down.
Hey, man, we're just darkening the...
And it darkens it to where it passes inspection. Yeah, it's good. Definitely. I would say another big one in the past that I've done, you know, of course, nobody else has ever done it. I'm the only one. But if you ever sprayed like an all-purpose cleaner on a door and then maybe it ran a little bit, you know, those little lines that come down when you go to wipe it off. Never done that, have you?
Absolutely not.
Or leather seats, sometimes you can get that. If you didn't dilute your product right, maybe it's too hot. But those lines a lot of times can be covered up with either a leather conditioner or if you've done it on the door, you know, using a dressing is another – it's a very common thing that people do. What about tire shine on tires?
So some guys will – I mean, I don't do this, but
– Oh, no, of course not. I don't do
this at all.
Mm-mm.
But sometimes, you know, if you don't clean the tires all the way, I mean, you spray dressing on it, it looks good, right?
It looks, yeah.
Kind of.
Well, of course it does.
Dressing can be used in a lot of ways to manipulate the overall look of the vehicle, for sure.
And it's just a common practice that we've done.
It's just
the way we are.
Yeah.
It's just part of the nature, which is why it was so interesting when I heard about, Ashley, when I heard about your dad's idea and what he was doing, that it's not just a cover-up, but it actually is restoring and removing oxidation and then leaving a protectant.
That's when we're into the cover-up detail is doing now with the dressings. And so it's more for express detailing. It's just low-end detailing. But for the more high-end restoration, paint correction, stuff, that's when we're using Solutions Finish and actually removing all the dirt and not covering up.
So yeah.
Let me preface that.
What about carpet dye? Do you get into carpet dyes?
Only at the car wash we used to do that. No, I don't. So Marty would come out. What color is this?
But you gotta tell him why.
Okay, so I don't know if I could or not. So Marty's colorblind.
It's not a disability. Everybody always like, sorry, you're colorblind.
Marty has
like,
a handicap parking.
Yeah, like fuck you guys.
Because he's colorblind. No, but I used to work for Marty at a car wash and detail shop, and we used to do a lot of carpet dye. Well, he's colorblind, so he'd come out and say, "Hey, man, like, what's this? Does this look good?" I'm like, "Oh, dude, that's
and
not
it would
good
be a completely different color.
He would
sometimes
ruin the mat." Like, so I'm like, "Oh no!"
There was one day I was like, "Okay, I'm fucking done. Like, I am never dyeing a carpet again. Like, you guys are in charge of dyeing," because I'd grabbed a complete wrong shade of khaki or something.
He was screwing mats up.
And I was messing. We would have like two-toned. All of a sudden, their carpet floor mats would be different color.
Why did you even try?
Because fucking Thomas.
You knew you were disabled.
Thomas would be like, "Here, go dye this carpet." I'm like, "Okay, whatever." Oh, that's too funny.
Wow, you were the boss.
Yeah, well, you thought wrong. Here's one that we haven't talked about, but is very common. What about and Ashley, are you with us?
I am.
Did we bore you with all this detail talk?
Learning.
You're learning?
They take a beer break.
They take a beer break?
I'm still drinking.
That a girl, that a girl. Nick?
Oh, I'm here. Oh, man.
Hey, so here's a common one that we talk about silicone and fillers is polishing paint. If you're using a polish that is not Body Shop safe, it's got what, DJ?
Silicone.
It's got silicone or fillers, and that's used to mask and cover up a scratch versus removing the scratch. All right, so Ashley, any info on how your product does do the removal of oxidation, or is that a dad question?
I know pretty on layman's terms that the organic oil and the carbon that we use is on a like virus size level that's penetrating the plastic and getting really deep into the pores to actually restore the plastic back to its original.
How deep does it go?
That is a good question. And that would be, I think, more of a dad question. I know that the actual restoring of the plastic is getting deep into the plastic, not just covering and sealing it, correct?
Definitely. I like it. Hey, I got to pop another one open. We got to get the third beer, though.
Are we moving on to the third?
We've got to get the third beer. Did we rate? Ashley rated that beer. She already rated a 5.
She jumped the gun.
Did you rate it, DJ?
No, I have not. It's gone, though.
It is? Well, yeah, that's the idea. I didn't hope that you kept it for like, geez.
I'll go with a 3.
You go with a 3?
Yeah. I like the duet better. It's weird.
Really?
I did.
I'm gonna go 3.5.
Okay.
I'm going to go 3.5. I liked it more. I like the citrus to it. If I'm going to drink an IPA, I like to have a little citrus to cover up that bitterness. Nick, what about you, man?
I'm Windows up all day. I'm a sucker for mosaic hops. As soon as I can really differentiate the mosaic hop out of an IPA, like if I can tell that, I just go with that.
All right, so what is a mosaic hop?
Mosaic hop is just one varietal of hops. So hops differentiate from all around the world. You know, depending on Pacific Northwest, you know, where you're growing your hops and what varietals you're growing. Hops are a direct cousin to cannabis. So there's a lot of different varietals of hops.
Why did DJ's attention all of a sudden go to the phone?
Easy, man.
It was for the CBD part. Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about hops having resin, right? Those resinous things are what go into beer. That's what flavors.
I bet did the
beer go up a little bit more?
Can we cut that part out?
Is that why they call it Windows Up? Like,
you know.
But you don't want to put it in a hot box, though.
No, isn't that what you called it? Ashley, isn't that what you said? It used to be. It had a different name, right?
Oh shit!
The original name is Hotbox.
Did you say shit? There's no cussing on this.
I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna get that.
I've dropped the F-bomb like 5 times, but you can't say shit. No more saying shit, Nick.
The original
shit.
The original,
original name of Windows Up was Hot Boxed. B-O-X-E-D, Hot Boxed. There is a Hot Box from Oscar Blues, which is based out of Colorado. But the original name was Hot Box. And we just named it Windows Up, you know.
Why the change?
Man, I was not with the company when that change happened. But I can assume it's just to make things a little more vague for the general public, you know, so it wasn't super obvious, but you understand, between you and me and my girl Ashley here, that we know what it means when it windows up. We look at each other and it's windows up. You know what that means.
No, we're from Oklahoma. We don't know what you're talking about.
We won't know what that means for another year, so.
Come on now.
Yeah. But all joking aside is that, I mean, you said Mosaic, the cannabis, like, so we had a podcast on as Oklahoma was turning medical. So we had a podcast on how that changes our industry here, especially dealerships who have had such a strong stance against marijuana, against pot. And so we had a service manager come on and talk about how their dealership's going to have to change their model. So we've definitely been versed in it. We did a follow-up episode where it's called Sunday Beer with Mason. We go into a guy that used to own a brewery, and he gives us a lot of great information like you're doing, because we're kind of clueless on the actual beer content part. But we talked about different ways to infuse beer. So is this they infuse sodas and Cokes with pot. I would say eventually would we get do you think we would get like a marijuana infused beer?
I think honestly, dude, I mean, I can give you definitely the lowdown of what's going on out here in California. There are shops, within a couple of miles of my house, and they have a plethora of options, from
beer specifically.
You're talking about beer specific, yeah. Or just like any products that these guys are selling?
Beer specifically, yeah.
Beer specifically, okay. Beer specifically, not on the market yet in California. I do know that Lagunitas, which is based out of Petaluma, California. They're up north. They have made a beer called Hi-Fi, H-I-F-I, Hi-Fi. So you want to Google that. Like, they've made CBD beverages or beers if you want to, where the alcohol is definitely on the lower scale, non-existent, low. And do I think that is something that's on the horizon? I definitely think that's something that's on the horizon, man. I mean, I'm 35 years old. I'm creeping up on 36 years old.
Man.
Yeah. Here I am.
Bro, I'm 40, so you're good.
Yeah. No, we had a great time in Vegas, bro. Like, you don't even know. I was a cannabis user. More steadily cannabis user when I was 22. And back then it was so illegal that you had to do some shady stuff to like try to make a deal get down. Like, you fast forward 15 years, it's different these days. So I definitely feel like the beverage industry is somewhere where it's gonna go towards.
Definitely in the future, I think it's something that, that is a possibility. So let's crack open this third beer. This is the double IPA, West Coast IPA. And Ashley, I think somebody commented in on Instagram about this beer. That's their like go-to beer.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know where they're from?
Well, that's you putting me on the spot, and rightfully so. Good job.
She was in the same thread, though.
Yeah, yeah. I think you did. You comment on that?
Yeah, she did.
I think I might have just liked it, but I don't know if you know your audience and if like it's coming from outside of California. That's kind of more what I was asking.
No, he's definitely a California guy. Okay. It's my bad that and you're going to call me out. I like it. So I'm going to, I am going to have to go check it out. But so tell us about this beer, Nick.
Oh, we're on the West Coast IPA, so we're a, on a double IPA, double IPA with green flesh, 8.1%, 95 IBUs. You have a,
whoa! So the other one was 40s, and this is 95.
Oh, yeah, it's 95 for sure.
Wow. So it's definitely going to have some hop to it.
It does, but I mean, honestly, you know, I mean, the past, so I've been with this company for the past 3 months, and honestly, like, my, what I have come to find is that, you know, like, I sample people on some of our single IPAs, and cheers, then I get DJ to the double IPA, man. West Coast IPA, that seems such a heavy hitter at 95 IBUs, and 8.1%, and I, honestly, I'll give a sample to someone, and they just love it, dude. It's like, hey, do I, was a little hobby, you know, windows up, little hobby, you know, they kind of get through the gambit, and it's like the single IPAs, and then they get to the double IPA of West Coast, and it's just, you know what, I get it, it is 8.1, it is 95 IBUs, but you're featuring Simcoe, Columbus, Cascade, Centennial, and Citra hops. And it just,
it's smooth. It's smooth. Yeah. I was anticipating like an overly bitter, but it's actually smooth. Yeah.
I think you're right. The non-IPA drinkers like the double IPAs more.
This is, but so they good shouldn't, because of the high, it's the high IBUs that they shouldn't like it, because that makes it hoppy. So anyway, so Ashley, I found him, Henry Ocampo from Too Clean Ocampo. He's from
San Diego.
He's from San Diego. So.
Oh, okay, cool. He's a local.
Yeah, he's local. He that's why he likes it.
The brewery better than I do.
maybe. All right, so this is definitely a different beer, but it's pretty good. Hey, so Ashley, we wanted to talk briefly. I know that you guys, and you know, if once again, if it's beyond your scope, can you tell us about, I think your dad was coming out with a preservation for bumpers, something that's a little bit more than just regular solution finish, because, you know, I know there's different coating companies that have come out with protectants and, you know, plastic coating products. Is that in your guys' realm? Isn't that something that you guys are coming out with, or, you know, any info?
Yeah, we're actually really excited that we're going to be launching our over-the-top plastic sealer at the beginning of the year. So that's going to be our next product in our line of three. So we've got Solution Finish, we have Fusion Gray, and now we'll have over-the-top plastic sealer that is designed to lock in Solution Finish. The appearance and durability of the plastic, but it's also perfect for new plastics. People ask us all the time if they can use Solution Finish on new plastic. It hasn't had that chance to oxidize, but over the top, it's going to be that sunscreen for your plastic, for the new plastic.
Nice. How long do you guys have an estimate on how long it lasts?
How long does it last? I mean, Our national average, my dad said 6 months. With the over the top, I think that we can push it back like 8 months to a year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and so then it's just going to give that really like that nice, clean, dry appearance, that durability that the plastic needs, that sunscreen for the part.
Okay. So let's talk about the application of Solution Finish. So sure. DJ, I know you've used it. Give us some tips, tricks, you know, what detailers should do, shouldn't do, all that when applying Solution Finish to a bumper.
In my experience, you make sure the bumper is completely clean, and you don't need much. I mean,
and what does that mean? Like completely clean.
Completely clean.
Scrubbed, you know, yes, should they just walk? No, I'm being like, fuck you. Like, do they just need to, like, wash the bumper should they, like, scrub it?
Coming out of Marty right now.
I think the reason why I'm checking you is because I know Mr. West would tell you to put down an alcohol bath before.
I'm assuming I'm speaking to a bunch of detailers who understand.
They might not.
Detailing, and they understand that when you're applying any type of semi-permanent coating, some might call it, that you need to clean it with alcohol. I mean, you strip all the oils off of anything that's on there. You want to make sure it's completely clean, dry. That way, when you apply the actual Solutions Finish Plastic Restore, that it adheres to the plastic and does its job.
Thank you. That's a much better.
You're very welcome.
That's a much better description.
You're very welcome.
And what are some other things that people should know? Have you had any issues when applying? Is there something that some guys should look out for, or is it just wipe on, wipe off? What's the technique?
Really, no technique. We just apply it. Just like I said, you don't need too much product at all. You just wipe it on evenly.
You wipe it on with a applicator pad.
We use an applicator towel. We use a microfiber applicator pad.
Just pour it straight on the applicator, rub it in.
Yep.
You like rubbing it out or rubbing it in?
I like putting the Solutions Finish Plastic Sort on plastics that my clients.
I think you might like rubbing it out.
Does it rub out? I thought it's meant to stay on the plastic of the vehicles.
It's meant to, you know, rub out and penetrate.
Okay.
That's what we heard from the professionals.
Moist? Is it moist when it goes on then?
No.
No moist?
Definitely not. All right, let's rate this beer before we get out of control. We're embarrassing the California customers that we have on.
You're embarrassing me, Marty.
I'm embarrassing you?
Yeah.
Why? Because I'm really close to you all of a sudden? Jeez. All right, rate us a beer, DJ.
This is a 4.
That's a 4.
Ooh, I like that.
Huh.
I knew you'd like the double.
Yeah, it's great. I like it a lot.
What do you like about it?
It's heavier.
It's that body.
Yeah.
It's that malt.
Yeah, that's it. All those.
It balances out that bitterness, but you get that ABV that you like.
That's why I like what she said. That's why I like it. That's exactly why I like it.
I thought I was a salesman.
Right? Well, but I guess, Ashley, do you get that from working the tap rooms?
I mean, along with being a beer connoisseur and lover myself, I learned the vocabulary from working tap rooms and learned to talk about the beer that I like in the way that I like it. But I mean, like I said, there's no wrong answer. You can say just about anything that you are tasting or picking up with the beer. And I think that that's kind of what's fun and creative about it. But, you know, 5 years of working in the industry has made my drinking problem a hobby, a career.
Well, your drinking problem.
It's not a problem anymore at that point. It's just what you do.
The craft industry has made this, have made us creative drinkers.
It's not an issue. Don't ask me.
Okay, we won't. All right, I'm going to give this, I'm going to go backwards a little bit. I like the other one a lot more because of the, that CBD that he talked about, the citrus hops, I think is what he said. Right, Nick? Go team. I'm going to go backwards on this one and go a little bit more like a 2. This is a little bit more like a regular IPA that I'm not a huge fan of.
That's okay. I think you like the citrus hops.
There's no wrong answer.
There's no wrong answer.
There is no wrong answer.
All right. What are you rating it?
Me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to go with the 4 with DJ. I like it. It's not my favorite. I wouldn't mind picking it up at the store, though.
Cool, Nick.
This is on the 2 West?
No, we're on West Coast.
Nick, what are you doing?
Nicely done. Hey, it's been a long day for Nick. It's been a long day.
Nick just walked in the door. He's good.
Yeah, definitely 5 years ahead of you. But yeah. The West Coast, yeah. Great beer.
Good, good. All right, so Ashley, did you come up with your tab out question?
Throw this out to Nick since he doesn't know anything about it.
Sweet.
Nicely done.
That was really good.
Yeah.
So we're talking.
She literally just.
Yeah, she's literally on the spot. Keep going, like man. It.
He's five. He's 5 years in. He's perfect for this.
We're closing our tab, and we're gonna have one off the collar question for our audience or for the guys. Does not have to have beer relation.
Lay it on me.
No, you're the one that's got to come up with the question. She's put it on you.
Yeah, you're 5 years ahead of us, so you should have plenty of questions by now.
Totally into like detailing, so I mean,
no, it doesn't have to be detailing,
but that's what I know about you. And, like, for me, the whole question would be like, what really, like, what inspired you to get into this realm of business? You know what I mean? Into the detailing, what got you into this?
You could not ask for a more perfect question than somebody that's tipsy and tabbing out. I love it, Nick. That's awesome, man. DJ. What inspired you to get involved in this industry?
So I worked – so I lived next to a car wash, right? And I needed to get my first – well, my first real job. And everything around me was fast food. And I said, there's no effing way I'm working at a fast food place at all. It's just not going to happen. So the closest place I can go to on my bike was a car wash and detail shop, and that's where I went. And from then – I have not escaped this industry at all.
The rest is history.
So you're 15 or?
I was, so I didn't have a license yet. So yeah, I must have been 14 and a half, 15 years old. I think I lied about my age on my application to get a job because it'd be 15 years old to work there, or 16. So I definitely lied. I was way younger than I was.
Yeah. For me, I was sitting at a restaurant with a buddy complaining about my life, and he said, why don't you get a power washer and clean cars?
And he wiped his tears and went and did it.
Pretty much. I quit my job and started being one of those mobile detailers. Just a mobile detailer. Yeah. That's too funny. Hey, great question. And we'd love anybody else's input. What inspired you to get into the industry? Great job, Nick. Nicely done.
Good job, Nick. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Yeah. All right. So give us your social media handles. Where can people find you?
Okay, so you can get all of your information about Solution Finish at solutionfinish.com.
Instagram, Facebook?
Yes. I would say, go directly to our website for all of the direct information and how you can get our product. Like you guys know that my dad is very big, so I don't want to necessarily send everybody to his page, but
he got cut off. Dad got cut off from social media. Go to the website.
His page is bigger than our company. I don't know if he realizes that
it's personal branding. No, it's perfect. People associate him and they will deal with him. No, I think it's great. You have your own personal brand the way he does it, and you've got a website. That's awesome.
That's why he won't shave the beard.
And he shouldn't. That's his, like,
My life goal is to see his eyes. I just want to see him one time.
True.
My life goal, like, if I can.
I have quite a few funny stories about that. But, yeah,
All right, DJ, so what? Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Do what?
I said, yeah, there's very few people out there that actually get to see my dad without his glasses on, whether day or night or inside or outside or, that's – my dad is his brand, that's for sure.
Okay. A beard like that is a big deal. DJ.
Yo.
Social media handle for you.
At DJ Patterson. Or at EcoGreenMD.
DJ, is your ultimate goal in life, if you can't have a beard like his or see his eye, wait, That might be your tab out question.
What's up?
Yeah.
Are you putting words in my mouth?
No. You're the one that said you want to see Chris's eyes.
I would love to.
Tell us more about that, DJ. Why do you want to look deep into Chris's eyes?
See, I've had 5 beers, right? And there's this guy across the room with a long beard. A little rough around the edges, but I kind of like that. I've been bored in life lately, and I just want to see what's under his eyes, under his glasses.
Hey, you know.
Hey.
Nick's got a beard.
Nick's got a beard, but Nick's beard isn't as mature as Chris's beard.
Oh, you like the grayness.
I like the wisdom.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, well. Hey, Nick, man.
I'm pretty sure Nick's beard's taken.
Oh, that's true. Well, maybe Chris's is too.
Maybe, but I don't know that.
Oh. True, true. Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming on. Nick, do you want to give any shout-out to the breweries, like where they can find on social, where somebody can find out about these breweries?
Well, I think you guys are a little more Midwest, so, I mean, I'd like to give a little shout-out to Lincoln, Nebraska. We have a Green Flash Brewing brewery out there and tasting room, so I think that might bring a little more home to your crowd in that kind of like Midwest realm. Other than that, I mean, we're based out of San Diego, so between Green Flash and Alpine, both in San Diego, just kind of resurgence, and you know, a lot of great beers out there. But that's probably anything I'd say is if you're anywhere near Lincoln, Nebraska, we got some stuff out there, but we're moving across the country right now.
That's fine. Our listeners are from all over, so I'm sure.
Nope, they're only
in the Midwest. We're just detailers in the Midwest.
We're just mobile detailers.
We got about 10 listeners here in the Midwest.
Just mobile detailers. I
mean, you set it up.
Yeah, you set it up, Ashley.
That was all you.
We're going to say that for years.
My pride has been crushed for the past 45 minutes. I mean,
I apologize.
I'm going to rethink my career.
Don't apologize.
No, it's fine. I mean, I'm just a detailer.
It's just a mobile detailer. You're not even a detailer.
Yeah.
You're just a mobile detailer.
Just detailers don't even have feelings. That's fine. She got her award.
She got her award. Oh, that's great.
All right,
I'll
own it.
At least you just got to own it.
Good thing I'm not a mobile tech this year, because then people might be wearing shirts that say, I'm just a detailer.
Just a mobile detailer.
You know what? If you were going to be there, Atsima might get one made just for her.
I think we should.
I'm just a mobile detailer.
Just a mobile detailer. Quote unquote, Ashley West.
I might make a shirt. I might.
It's done. Speaking of mobile tech, DJ.
Shameless plug.
Let's go. But we had such a great time at the SEMA Pint Night, way beyond expectations of how many people showed up.
Yeah.
Not alone just the amount, but also the quality. Like,
all those
who
Midwest
showed
guys.
Up was. No, it was just people from Nebraska and Midwest.
Oklahoma,
yeah.
Nebraska. Yeah.
No, but we had a great time. There's a great turnout. And
just
so,
a bunch of detailers.
Mobile. Yeah. Just a bunch of mobile detailers. We are going to do Pint Night Round 2 at Mobile Tech. And they're at the Westgate Hotel where everybody's staying at. There's a sports bar. And from 8 to 11 o'clock.
Ooh.
Yeah, we've got 3 kegs.
Extra hours.
From Orlando Brewery. Nick, any info on them? Have you ever had a
What's
Orlando?
What's the scoop, Nick?
Yeah, you got any info on them?
He's feeding his dog.
Nick has checked out. Nick said, screw you guys. I'm going to go feed the dog. Anyway, we are going.
I've heard of those breweries before. You said Orlando Brewing?
Yeah, Orlando Brewery. Yeah, that's they're gonna do a we're gonna have a representative there handing out swag. We're gonna have the IPA. We're going to have the blonde.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I like the blonde.
Definitely a fan of blondes. And blonde then we are also gonna have just their regular ale, just their I guess it's just like
ale.
Do what?
Just an ale.
Just an ale. Yeah.
Better than being just a mobile detailer. I'd be just an ale than a mobile detailer.
Right.
I definitely, you know, where I'm at, I definitely like a lower ABV beer myself, something, you know, below the 5%. But other than that, like, I hope you enjoy those beers, but I'm not familiar with that brewery myself.
No, me neither, but we're super excited about they're going to be out there, and it's going to be a big, fun event. And then that leads to Mobile Tech in September. Maybe we'll have round three at Mobile Tech in September. We don't know. But, hey, guys, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate you guys coming on. Ashley, we love giving you a hard time on the Just a Mobile Detailer. It will continue on for ages.
It's going to live.
It's going to live. Nick, thank you for all your input, man. I really appreciate what you put into it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thanks, DJ, Marshall.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, audience. Hope you have a great night.
Yeah, good night, guys. Cheers.
See you guys. Thanks.
Cheers.